This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. People traveled hundreds of miles to risk going to jail during Saturday's demonstration against the Dakota Access crude oil pipeline in Lee County. The finalized arrest log shows the majority of the 43 people arrested were women, and the entire group ranged in age from 16 to 72. Keokuk residents led the way with 11 arrests, followed by Iowa City with 8. The states represented were Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, and Wisconsin. All but one were cited and released for trespassing on land controlled by Dakota Access. Overall, more than 250 people attended last week's demonstration. Organizers are looking for even more people this weekend and beyond. Alex Cohen of St. Louis traveled to Lee County after hearing Tri-State's Public Radio's interview with the founder of the encampment north of Keokuk. He says the protest's unofficial headquarters has grown from one resident to about a dozen. And he says a nearby property owner allowed them to start a second site.
We're camped right at construction with nothing really separating us, like no trees or fence, just this invisible easement property line.
Cohen says pipeline opponents will gather again on Saturday for another day of nonviolent training and civil disobedience. He says while weekends draw the most people, help is needed during the week.
To shut this down, we need people either willing to risk arrest every day or willing to push the limits to really shut this down.
Cohen says fundraising efforts are underway to pay for supplies for the people living in the encampment and to pay for legal services as needed. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.